Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Oh, we're not sure who's going to be there for the Super Bowl. We do know the Puppy Bowl is set, Jan.
Yes.
I know your love of dogs. Puppy Bowl will be back in 2025 for more than 140 adoptable dogs. This could be a very special day. It's the 21st annual event, and it always surrounds the Super Bowl. It is the Puppy Bowl. And this year, and it's on a bunch of, so it's on Animal Planet, Discovery, TBS, a whole bunch of networks. Other networks just do whatever because everyone's watching the Super Bowl, right? Some 80 animal shelters have put forth 142 dogs. I haven't heard if anybody locally is involved, but I do know that usually there is one or two local entries for the Puppy Bowl from Western New York. The festivities include the Pup Close and Personal Stories. And you know Dan and Shay? So Dan from Dan and Shay is going to be part of the broadcast of the Puppy Bowl this year, and that's going to be on Animal Planet and Discovery.
I'm looking at the team, Team Ruff or Team Fluff, and, you know, the Lombarki Trophy is on the line,
sure.
So I understand
I understand.
This is
that's
so
a big deal.
Trio is a Boston Terrier. Smoosh is a Pekingese, and Smoosh looks like a smoosh. Mm-hmm. Max is a Doberman Pinscher. A three-legged Doberman Pinscher that's just adorable. There's another Fluff who's a Labrador Retriever. Foxtrot, a Border Collie.
Okay.
I'm looking to see if there's any English Bulldogs. Mr. Pickles is a Pug Mix.
Sounds perfect.
Charlotte
Love the name.
Is a Cocker Spaniel. Miniature Pinscher. Enrique is adorable.
Oh,
with
Enrique.
Like piercing blue eyes.
Hello.
I love Enrique. Carl's a bulldog mix. He looks like an American bulldog.
Carl's no nonsense.
Carl is no nonsense. Out of New York. He's so cute. He's got such a cute white face. Demure is a Karen, C-A-I-R-N,
Karen
Terrier? Yeah. A fluffy
Karen Terrier,
dog.
Yeah.
It's so cute. One ear flops down. His left ear flops down while his right one flops up.
If you were to have two dogs and name them Mindful and Demure.
Oh, yeah, that'd be perfect.
You'd be so 2020, whatever.
Right. And then Alice is a Chihuahua, a black and white Chihuahua that's
a
just got this look like, I want the ball. throw me the ball. Where's the ball? Get me the ball. Funny. Yeah. So the Puppy Bowl, that'll be fun to watch.
Puppy Bowl's a big deal. To the real football. Big game yesterday. 31-7 win. Broncos got that 7 right out the gate. They came out hard and strong, and then Bills just kind of shut them down, became a scoring machine. So, nice. Some of the touchdowns. Curtis Samuel got some action.
Allen back to pass, has time, and he's got Curtis Samuel wide open at the 33. Cuts it back inside at the 20. Puts on the Jets. Gets away. 5. Touchdown. Curtis Samuel, the Brooklyn native, goes all the way. 55 yards to pay dirt.
Josh talking about Samuel.
And the way that we're doing things right now with motions, and that's a credit to our offensive staff and Joe scheming some guys open. And Curtis did a great job of using his speed and getting yards after catch and made a play there for us.
Number 17, like the game.
We're not trying to do anything drastically different. We're just trying to go out there and play our best football. We had a really good week of practice. We had a great week of game planning. I thought our offensive staff, again, put in some great plays as you saw today. But ultimately, it's not the X's and O's. It's the Jimmys and Joes, and guys are ready to go. We got our rest, getting able to kind of not play everybody that last game. Guys were refreshed, and again, we're going to need to get our rest this week. And we got a really, really good Baltimore Ravens team coming here. They put the thumping on us earlier in the year, and we know that. We understand that. So, again, it's the most important game because it's the next one.
Sure, it's nice to get the win. A tremendous score, great stats, breaking records. The Flintstone costume for Mac Hollins was...
Yep.
Everything. He walks in the facility barefoot, as he does, dressed like Fred Flintstone with the Loyal Order of Water Buffaloes hat on as well, and gives the crew a sweet yabba-dabba-doo. Go Bills. Good team win yesterday.
Again, this was a good team win, you know, offensively, defensively, and special teams. So all three had their moments that they want back, and all three I thought, really played at a high level when they needed to.
So coming up on Sunday, it is the MVP Bowl.
Wow,
it is Lamar Jackson, the Baltimore Ravens, coming to Buffalo to play Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. Coach talks about playing the Ravens.
This is what everyone's been waiting for, right? So it'll be a nice week, and everyone will be looking forward to it. And, you know, they're a great football team, right? I mean, they handled us pretty good the first go around, and they're certainly playing well, well coached.
Less than a month away from the NFL Honors Program. That's going to be hosted in New Orleans. Who's taking care of it? Snoop Dogg is taking care of it. He will host the 2025 NFL Honors Award Show that happens February 6th in New Orleans, just 3 days before the Super Bowl is held there.
Wow.
Other news this morning in Los Angeles, winds are set to increase again. There is another warning out for Los Angeles, which has been devastated by the recent fires. The National Weather Service for LA County has put out a warning, posting a PDS red flag wind warning. The PDS, I've never heard or seen that before. That's part of their category of warnings. Particularly dangerous situation is the PDS red flag. And what they're warning about, more winds coming, gusting up to 80 miles an hour over the next 2 days. So it goes into effect overnight and into Wednesday, saying winds could be strong enough to cause explosive fire growth. Just while crews are getting a handle, they're getting some percentage of those fires contained, there could be another round of extremely explosive fire growth in that area. The numbers are, I think, very not realistic with how many homes have been damaged and the full thing there, but just trying to put a price tag on the cost of the replacement, the people that have been displaced, these structures that have been lost. From the coroner's office, 24 is the number they're saying of fatalities connected with these fires. 12,000 structures. Again, I think those are modest numbers. Crews from California and 8 other states, Canada and Mexico, are part of the ongoing response that includes more than 1,300 fire engines, 84 aircraft, and more than 14,000 personnel. National Guard is there as well. On top of helping to put out the fires, rescue those people that get caught in the flames, there is the idea of keeping the area safe, of looters and people trying to go back to their homes where it's just not safe with gas still on, power may still be active. Who knows what fire hazard they're still in, but the looting situation is something they weren't expecting. What was the story of the one guy that they caught and maybe more that were dressed as firefighters?
Yeah, there are looters that have been dressing as firefighters because, as you were just mentioning, there's a lot of different fire crews coming in to help out and then going through the fires like they're looking to put fires out and actually looting and stealing things, which is just, you know, it's so disappointing that you hear a story like that. But it's just... it's hard to understand the level of devastation that they've seen on the West Coast. Yeah. And so, you know, but I love how many people are helping in so many different ways. That's the good news. Yeah.
The two aircraft that came in from Quebec are the ones that fly along the water, scoop up the water from, like, you know, the ocean. Mm-hmm. And while flying, they load up their water tanks and then go and drop it on the fire. One of those aircraft is the one that struck the drone over Pacific Palisades last week. And it damaged the wing, so that takes that plane out of commission. So now the FBI is investigating who's flying drones, whatever, trying to get a handle on that. In and amongst all this mess, they need to worry about that. Saturday Night Live has announced its lineup for the beginning of 2025. January 18th, it'll be Dave Chappelle hosting, and then Timothy Chalamet will do the hosting gig. He's going to not only do the hosting, but also take care of music, which is kind of weird because he's not technically a musician, but very much a musician now since the Bob Dylan movie, A Complete Unknown, where he learned to play guitar and harmonica just for the movie. And now he's going to be doing that on SNL. He'll be on January 25th, giving you that stare that Timothy Chalamet does so well. So that's going to be fun for SNL. Time right now is 7:29.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.